trees to the discussion. I'm Melissa Patrick. Millersburg Village Council received a thank you and learned about tree options as they prepare for their downtown sidewalk upgrade project. At the last February meeting for Millersburg Village Council, Shirley Gerber asked to speak to council and had appreciation to share for a project on her street.
I want to thank, first of all, whoever procured the grant for the water pipe on Worcester Road. It's desperately needed, and I'm so thankful for that. Obviously, I live on Worcester Road.
She would also have a couple thank yous to share, the first being for snow removal.
And the next thing I want to thank is the street department. They did a fantastic job getting rid of all this snow that was dumped on us about a month ago.
And she finally would thank council.
And the last of all, I want to thank all of you on that side of the desk. You don't have an easy job. You have people that yell at you. People get, when they have something on their mind, they do get maybe testy. But I appreciate all of your work. I mean, it's not easy sitting on that side of the desk. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Assistant Village Administrator Chad Kine would also speak to council regarding the recent Tree City Committee meeting, where he said that he tasked the committee with choosing their two favorite trees for the downtown sidewalk project and handed out pictures of the two that were chose.
It was unanimous, not 100%, but it was unanimous with those two trees with the ginkgo and the red maple there. And that's what I'm sending around to you, and that's what Tree City would like to present to this council as their recommendations for that project.
Councilman Andy Zollers asked how long the ginkgo tree would hold its leaves in the fall, and Councilman Brent Hofstetter would share his experience.
I've got one in front of our house, okay? And the nice thing about those is you get a couple hard freezes and the leaves are all pulled just down in one motion.
It's like in one day.
They're done quick.
Zollers also asked about how the root systems would work in the downtown, and Kline would say that they are designed for urban areas.
And these are from various industries, urban areas recommended for your downtown, so that it's not pushing up like a great big hard maple or something where it's going to be pushing up your sidewalk or something all the time. So these are trees that were originally selected as urban downtown trees.
Councilman Bob Shoemaker shared his concerns about the size the maple can get.
The maple, it should, what, they grow up to 30 feet, though?
Potentially, yeah. Now,
pretty tall.
Well, the ones I've seen that we already have in town, and with when you enclose a tree in this area and things like that, that all plays a factor on how tall those trees get. So you only got like a 3-foot space there to put it in, so you'll probably stunt the growth on them, but it does have the potential to be that tall.
But if you kept them trim on top, that'll...
Yeah, you can do that as well. You can keep the tame down, which is very highly recommended for me, especially with your downtown trees. It's just shape them from the beginning, and you'll get the product you want in the end.
Kline would recommend alternating the trees when planting to get a mixture, just in case you get a tree disease in one, you still have the other kind. The Tree City Committee would also have Kline take to council the need to increase their funding, which hasn't increased in a very long time. Fiscal Officer Bobby Curry would ask Kline if the committee had a number in mind.
No, they did not have a number in mind.
That would be good as they start for budgeting for next year.
Okay.
Have a little bit of a number and maybe a little bit of a budget, if that makes sense. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, super fancy, but just an idea of what they want to spend and what they want to spend it on.
Kline shared that he had talked to Mr. Jerkovic from West Holmes Schools about the annual Arbor Day celebration, and Jerkovic had mentioned going ahead and starting to plant a tree at the new school, but they would agree that with construction, they should go ahead and plant this year's tree at Millersburg Elementary, and then next year start at the new school once construction is complete. The Holmes County Sheriff reported 4 yesterday. No accidents, 5 incidents, and these 2 arrests. Joshua Joseph Blake of Worcester, who's arrested and charged with theft and warrant service, and Brian Adam Yoder of Fredericksburg, who's arrested and charged with failure to comply with order or signal of police officer, elude or flee. Following the military strikes in Iran, drivers could be paying more at the gas pump. Gas Buddy analysts say there could be an increase anywhere from 10 to 30 cents a gallon in the coming days. Analysts say more increases could be coming depending on how long the conflict lasts. They say right now it's too volatile to predict what will happen in the long term. Although there is uncertainty about prices, analysts say there are no concerns about the United States' supply. If the conflict does last for some time, analysts say oil prices could start to impact other things like shipping. The road construction worker killed on the job early Saturday morning in Columbus has now been identified as 25-year-old Jordan Thomas. That construction worker was not an ODOT employee, but a Kokosing worker. Columbus police say at 2 a.m., a man was driving an early 2000s model maroon Toyota sedan west on a 70 approaching 315. The report says the man went into the construction zone and swerved to the right, hitting the construction worker and a generator. The police report states the man then took off, leaving the scene. Columbus police say they still have not identified the driver. Fire and EMS services are shut down in the village of Hiram. Hiram Mayor Ann Hynum says the move was necessary due to recent resignations of members of the fire department's leadership team. The mayor says the village would likely interview candidates yesterday, and if all goes well, services will resume soon. Firefighters say they are baffled by the decision. There are 15 to 20 people on the Hiram fire roster. The Garrettsville Fire Department and other nearby departments are said to be on standby for any emergencies or fire calls that come in. A Northwest Ohio family is suing after they say their 5-year-old child was attacked and severely hurt while unsupervised at a Bowling Green Cub Scout meeting. According to court documents, the incident happened last December when the supervising pack leader stepped outside during a meeting to vape. An older scout then proceeded to attack the 5-year-old scout, which resulted in the child suffering a severely broken leg. The complaint alleges that supervision at the meeting was inadequate and that the scout leadership failed to report the incident to authorities for several days. The suit demands a trial and is seeking damages in excess of $25,000. And finally, in just over a month, the 50th annual Cleveland International Film Festival gets underway. Organizers actually laid out the full programming slate for the year's celebration. The landmark 50th anniversary includes a special screening of the sport documentary Believeland with additional footage from the Cavaliers' 2016 NBA championship victory. Also, Buddy, which is a horror thriller that was shot in Cleveland. There are more than 300 films this year. Tickets for Cleveland International Film Festival go on sale March 18th. The event runs from April 9th through April 18th. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.